This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We began Beis Hashem Yisbarach last week. Shmuel Aleph. We started to learn up Chana, the story of Chana, the tefillah of Chana, and the birth of Shmuel. It's interesting that this is the Haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we read the Haftarah, this Perek, and the second Perek of Shmuel, that Chana is mispalel for a child, and the child is born, and the child is Shmuel. Now, why do we read the Haftarah of Rosh Hashanah this? Why is this the Tanakh that we read for Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah? So first we have to begin by asking, when did this occur? When did it take place? What day on the calendar did the story of Chana happen? So the Pasuk tells us, Vayhi Hayayim. It was the day. Pasuk Dalit, Vayhi Hayayim. Vayizbach Elkona. He gives Pnina. He doesn't give Chana. Chana gets hurt. She davens to the Eibishter. Vayhi Hayayim. It was the day. What day are we talking about? What day was it? So Rashi right away tells us, Vayhi Hayayim V'havi Yayim Mayada. It was a Yantif. Which Yantif? Frekstach Gut. Which Yantif? What day are we talking about? So if you look at the Medrash, the Targum Yonason, they say it was Atzeres. Does it mean Shavuos? Do we mean Shmini Atzeres? But you see, the Pasuk singles out the day. Vayhi Hayayim. There's an emphasis, it was the day. Hayayim. And Rashi has to tell us, what was the Yayim? It was a Yayim Mayit. Is it significant in the story? Is it important for us to know Vayhi Hayayim, that it's a Mayid, and which Mayid? So I'll soon show you that it's very important. It's a very important prat, very important detail in the entire story. But I want to begin with the Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, says the reason why we read this story of Chana on Rosh Hashanah, because Chana was Nifkida on Rosh Hashanah, which means that the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah decided to give Chana her request to have a child. This is a Gemara Megillah. It's based on a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, that other Imayis, Sarah also as well, was Nifkida on Rosh Hashanah. But you don't see more than that, that the pekida, the response to the tefillah was on Rosh Hashanah. But did the story happen on Rosh Hashanah? No. As a matter of fact, Rashi seems to say it was a mayit. It was an aliyah l'regel. L'chayri, he was aliyah l'regel. We learned this last week. Rashi speaks about how Elkanah used to be aliyah l'regel. Rosh Hashanah, Mayid, Ayla Regel. It's a lot of talk in the Achreinim. The Dinim of Rosh Hashanah, Ayla Regel, the Karbonis, the Chiyuv to eat Karbon Shlamim. They were eating Karbonis. There's talk about this. But it's interesting, Vayhi Hayayim. The word Hayayim we know is Hayayim Haras Elam. Refers to Rosh Hashanah. Whenever we talk about Hayayim, Chazal point out, Hayayim is Rosh Hashanah. The Shla writes clearly in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that not only was she Nifkad on Rosh Hashanah, but the story actually took place on Rosh Hashanah. Hazezok the Shlom Mefurish. Vayhi Hayayim. Hayayim is Hayayim Haras Eilam. So not only was she Nifkad on Rosh Hashanah, like the Gemara Megillah tells us, not only did the Rabbeinu Shleilam put on her a psak that she could have a child on Rosh Hashanah, but the actual story and tefillah of Chana took place on Rosh Hashanah. Which leads me to a question. I've always had this question. I've asked many chashim, Talmidei Chachamim. Some of people know about this chazal. There's a Tikkunei Zayar chazal that on Rosh Hashanah one may not and should not ask for Boni Chayu Mezayin. Rosh Hashanah is not a day which is set up for such bakashas. It's about the Melech, it's about his Malchus. The Lashon of the Zayir is very strong. Whoever asks for Boni Chayu Mezayinah on Rosh Hashanah is Kikelev. It's like a dog that says, Hav, Hav, give me, give me. The Kelev knows no difference between a Melech and not a Melech. He's hungry, he wants, he could bark in front of a Melech, give me. It's a famous Zaya. In the Olam HaTorah, they speak about this Zaya. So how did Chana go and spend her whole tefillah asking the Rebbeinu Shlom to have an akind? She's asking, this was her tefillah, give me a child. If you're not supposed to ask for children on Rosh Hashanah, and whoever does is kikelev. It's a kasha that bothered me for many years. I'm sorry? Okay. So the truth is, because the truth is, we do ask for everything on Rosh Hashanah. What don't you ask for on Rosh Hashanah? And the teretz is, it depends why you're asking. If you're asking for yourself, prezenlach. If you're asking because you want, and here's your opportunity from the Melech to be able to get what you want, that's not good to ask on Rosh Hashanah. But if you're asking it because of the Melech, because of the Malchus and his covet, you mean Kveid HaMelech that you're asking, Das Megmentan. They state already in the Mefarshim to explain. And I can't go into all the detail, but you find Rosh Hashanah, we do ask for a lot of things on Rosh Hashanah, and the teretz is, it's not what you ask, it's why you ask. And if you ask because it's for the Melech that you're asking, the best panosa, kedezels kenen lelman, kedezels kenen davenin, kedei you could send your kids to yeshiva, and the best yeshivas, kastach geltai, to get into a yeshiva, let alone to be in a yeshiva. So I'll call upon him, das megmentan. If you look at the Nefesh HaChayim, Yifataychis Taka, the tefillah of Chana, the Pasuk says clearly, how did Chana daven? Vatokam Chana. Chana gets up, Achri Ochlo V'shasa, V'himaras Nefesh, Pasik Yud, V'tispalel Al Hashem. We spoke about this deek last week. What's Pshat? V'tispalel Al Hashem. She davened on the Eibishter. She davened what? To Pasik Yud, Rabbi Yisai. V'himaras Nefesh, V'tispalel Al Hashem. It should have said Vatispalel El. Medamint Oiv to Rabbeinu Shleilam. Medamint Tzum Rabbeinu Shleilam. Zat the Nefesh HaChayim. Her tefillah was not, of course it was two, But it was also more about Al for the Eibishter, for his covet. Down for you. I know you have tremendous tsar, tsar Ashchina, that you didn't suffer, that I suffer. So I'm asking for you, not for me. Zizot nefesh achayim. Vatispalel, meyvedik, huh? Meyvedik. Meyvedik. And he says that that's how you're supposed to daven. He doesn't daven personal. He davens for the Eibishter. Vatispalel al Hashem. It makes sense, the question I asked you last week, how did it come into her mind to daven at the promise that her child will be Kodesh to Eibishter for the rest of his life to be? Where did that come from? He's going to be devoted almost like a neder on the dove to the Mishkan. V'she'iltiv l'Hashem kol hayomim. And the answer is because that was her tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. She didn't daven for herself personally. She davened Rabbeinu Shloim Michvil Kinder that it should be for you. It should be for your covet. They should be Oivdei Hashem Yireli Kim. They should bring covet Shemayim. A male of a shiltiv, and she kept what she promised. You know, Rabbi Sai. It's a very important lesson that must be taken here. A lot of times we daven and we tell the Eibishter, it's for your covet. If you give me money, I'll do and I'll build and I'll altstand stock grace Sachen. And then when the checks come in, I don't know if it's the Shiltiv Lashem gets lost. I have to pay this, and I have to pay the gardener, and I have to pay her. Let's rewind. When you davened, you didn't say, Rabbi, you should give me money to pay the gardener. People don't talk like that. You davened to the Eibishter, most people say, whew. I ever see a guy plays the lottery? If I win, guess what? The Eibishter doesn't give us most of the time the lottery. You know why? Maybe because the Eibishter knows when we get the lottery, the venue is going to change. My house, my this. But this was Tfilas Chana, Rabbi Yisai. Tfilas Chana was Matispalel al Hashem. Una tetas is gedavit. Una zei davit min Rosh Hashanah. And mistame. Now we understand why this became the Haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. No? So either because she was nifked on Rosh Hashanah, but why was she nifked on Rosh Hashanah? And the Targum says, "Was she davened richtig? She davened properly for the Melech, for the right reasons, for the Kveid HaMelech. Especially if it happened on Rosh Hashanah. It's Dachgagut, like the Shlah. The story happened on Rosh Hashanah. Vayhi hayoyim. When it does is the haftarah, a limud, to take out a limud, what's tefilas Rosh Hashanah? Good? I'm sorry, what? Leman chilikim chayim. So I just tell you, ayin to the shiurim that we spoke in the past around Rosh Hashanah and Kippur time. Shai? I want to go one step further. Another nekuda rabbi say. Something very interesting about the story here with Chana. Many halachas Chazal learned from the tefillah of Chana. If you look at the psukim tell us it was a unique tefillah. What was tefillah? Chana. Chana midaberes alibo. Zei shteit in pasik. Pasik yud gimel. V'chana hi medaberes aliba. Zok de gemara in brachis daf lamed alif. Amed alif through amed beis. We learn from here that tefillah needs kavana. Medaberes aliba needs kavana salev. Zei zok de gemara. Good. The mefarshin, the mashah, they asked. We have other mekairis for kavana belev. Fine. Baruch upon him, this is one of them. Midaberes aliba, that she had kavana. Another thing about the tefillah of Chana, it says that she davened in a very unique way. Rak sveiseha na'is, her lips were moving. Aba v'kayla la yishama, you couldn't hear her. As they state, continuing the pasuk Yud Gimel, rak sveiseha na'is, v'kayla la yishamaya. Zakti Gemara, we learn from this, sheyachtech b'svasav, that you gotta say the words literally. Speak out the words. Sveiseha na'is. You know, sometimes you see people davening. I think something is beeping. I don't know what that means. Maybe the vat is so good that the machine can't be soivul. It could be, because Kenneth cannot know Zayin. Am I right about the beeping, or it's coming from something or somewhere else? Akal panim. Rak sviseha nois. You see, sometimes when people daven, they're in a trance. And you think it's a good thing. I don't think sometimes that's what it's about. What is it? The mensch is fachalimt about the Bahamas, you know, Chavesa, or wherever he is. I don't know. You know. I always say over. Many people need to say Tfilas Aderech when they finish Menesai. Darum gefahren die ganze Welt. You know, Mamish, they were all over the world besides where they are right now. Davin Tri Eibishter. Darf man doch sagen Tfilas Aderech nach dem. Yeah? You have to say out the words, Rabbi Yishayim. Darf ich mir sagen die Welt. You have to say the words. Sveisel Nois means that the words were said. Azei Shiyachteich Hamilim. You need to make sure that you say and speak out the words. There's another thing that we learn, v'kayla la yishameya, that you can't daven loud. The pasuk, v'kayla la yishameya, the Gemara says, from here we darshin sh'asa lagbia kayla b'tfilasei. You can't daven loud. Why? Because it makes it sound like the Eibishter needs to be spoken to in a loud way. They wish to hear tefillas kol peh, medavnin shchayin and davenin, which Monday we'll go into a little bit more about kol panim. There are these halachos that are learned from the tefillah of Chana. So if you ask me, I would say Chana gedaven mamish the halacha tefillah she davened kalacha bedikta kalacha mamish azay v'shteit the mishter brur. Right? If someone would say Chana, oh. We learn from her all the halachas, yeah? So how can it be that Eli turns around to her and he says, ah, you're talking, you're daven like this, you're daven like a shikir of yashikir. But Eli kenish can halachas, what does it mean? I say, tachapella, tachapella, they say, mamish shapella. Pasuk says clearly, I don't understand. Everything she did, the chana medaberes alibo, raks v'sar nois, v'koyle lo yishama. So you would say, mamish habis yankif medel that learned and knows halacha inside out. Eli turns around to her and says, b'scha shikayra, b'scha, that's how you daven. Yeah, of course that's how you daven. That's how you're supposed to daven. Tapela, mamedai! Tapela! You know, there's another thing I'll say. Eli, may I tell you, Snifler, Shtei Tachin Gayim, we all know, the Urim Vitumim said, Ksheira, the Kayin has to come and assemble the words, and he assembled it, what? Shikaira, that she's a shikker. And it said, Ksheira. It says, Ksheira. So you couldn't figure out Ksheira, you had to figure out Shikaira. If you wanted a shidach, you would say, cook vizi david. No, cook, this is, look at Abbas Yankif made. What? Chapel, mamish chapel, it's a double chapel. So I'll tell you, Abbas, what I think of Pshat is. And it's meduyik in the pasuk, and I think we take tremendous yisayid from this. The pasuk says clearly, v'hoya, the pasuk goes out of its way in pasuk Yud Beis to stress and emphasize, v'hoya ki hir b'sol hispale lifnei Hashem v'eili shomer es piyo. She was being marich, hir b'sol, a lot. And Eli's watching this shomer. He's guarding, he's watching, he's looking at it, he's viewing it. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis says, Kol Amarich B'Tfilosoi U'Me'ayin Ba'Asoi Boli De'Kev Lev. You're not supposed to be Marich in Tfilah. The Rebbeinu Shleim listens. Don't sit there and badger the Rebbeinu Shleim. Ma'ayin Ba'Asoi Rashi Tosis means that you say that I'm going to daven in such a way that I have to get answered right away. Good, but Marich. Marich means you're daven long. Now, don't start with the language. I don't have the time for that right now. I don't have the time to go into this Gemara with the language Menesres. But I do know that there is a Medrash right here, that there's a Machlekes if she did right or wrong for davening long. The Medrash says, according to one man, the Omar, the Fakelt, Shekol Hamarbe B'Tfilo Nena. Whoever davens a lot gets answered. You see from Chanazit, Hilbesali Spalel, and it worked. But there's a second man, the Omar, in the Medrash, Sheikh Etev. The Medrash says, B'chad Omar, Fakelt, because she was Hilbesal B'Tfilo, Kitzra, Yomav Shal Shmuel. Shmuel lived 52 years. The Gemara brings it as a mushel of a life that was cut short. Shnois of Shal Shmuel. According to one man, the Amma, she was Hilbesal Ispalel, she shouldn't have done it. No? So according to this, we have a pasuk here. V'haya ki Hilbesal Ispalel lifnei Hashem. But now, Rabbi Isai, we answer a good question that always bothered me. If the way she davened led Eli to believe that she's a shikaira, she should have stopped it right away. No, Raveda, No, I don't say she's davening and she's not davening the right way, and she looks like she's a shikker because she so we sound noise, her mouth is moving and she don't hear anything, so she looks drunk and sounds drunk. She should have stopped it right away. And the Tevitz is there was nothing wrong with the way she davened. The problem was more about the hoyoki here besalis bala. You see, clearly, the Eli Shomer's Pia, Eli is watching to hear why and how and what is she davening, because there was the issue of here b'sol ispalo, because the Gemara says, kol amarach b'tfilosoi, soi boli dei kev lev. So it's not the way she davening, it's the amount. Chayim hazeh shteit in the pasuk. Otherwise, you have a tremendous question. How could you taina on the way she davened if we learn out lahalacha at the dasas gedavened? She's right. So the only...
She's a shaker because she was marba b'tfil?
I think the pshat like this. She was marba b'tfil. Once she was marba b'tfil and she continued, he wasn't sure why she was marba. So if you daven and that's all you do, das is good. That's the right way to daven. But if you keep on going on, and she had all these things, so then he said something is wrong. Continuing to daven in such a way, which is not the length of the davening that should be, and he keeps on using this talking and not saying anything, so he started to think that she's davening like a shikaira. There's no other teretz. But what gives me something to work on? Why did Shitaka do it? Steht auf gekent Punkt der Gemara kennen sie nicht. Comes out of Meidige Chiddush. She was such a... She knew every Mishnebura except for this one. No, that also doesn't clap. Manushach, if the Taich is that she's davening right... So why would she not know the same Gemara? It's in the same Gemara, Rabbi Isai. It's the beginning of the Gemara, the Yenalabi Marba B'Tfila. So why would she not know that? So I want to say something interesting, Rabbi Isai. A other that bothered me many years, and I've asked others as well. It's an interesting lashon that the pasuk uses to explain the way she davens. The Chana is midaberes al liba. What do you mean midaberes? She's davening. What do you mean? What do you mean midaberes? You see, don't forget, Haley's looking. Maybe she's not davening, because the way she davened, it started to look ois tefila that she stopped talking and she's shikar, obviously. You see, the pasuk already is alluding to the fact that the way she davened was midaberes. But why midaberes? What do you mean? She's mispalel. She was davening. It looked like she was talking to nobody. I'm just like a good Rebbe sometimes, talking, and you look around, who's he talking to? Midaberes. What means midaberes? She's davening. What kind of midaberes? And what is the lashon midaberes al? So the al by the tefillah we explain Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Here I don't have a Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Or do I? I have a Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says the al. You know what al is? Al, the heart. If you notice later, we're going to have a pasuk. It says that she responds to Eli, and she says, "Vatan chana pasuk tezva vatoimer lo yadaini isha kshas ruach anoichi v'yayim v'sheich lo ishasisi v'eshpeich es nafshi." She spilled out her heart lifnei Hashem. Zakeb chayim v'alashana no guf. Tefillah means it's an out-of-body experience, for lack of a better term. I know it's not really the way I would love to explain it, but people understand it that way. Okay? Tefillah is eshpeiches, nafshi no guf. Because that's davening. Davening means the Rebbein Shlom, your my heart straight to you, and that's it. Ispashtus hagashmi is chesidus shesvarim talk that way. Balkaparim chayim v'alozhin says b'li guf. It's the nefesh to the Eibishter. So Chan is midaberes. So the Alibo. It's something about the heart. It's about her nefesh. It's a. But I still don't have the Al. The Lashon Al is very interesting. And I know Svarim talk about this, Shaila. What is Al? What is the word Alibo? Needs a translation. Needs a Hesber. The Posh, the Pverta. What does it mean, midaberes? It should seem midaberes masha b'libo. What does it mean midaberes aliba? So Rabbeis, I want you to hear one more time clearly the ares on the gates are gonna pshat. The question is, shaila number one. Hirbisal ispalu, what was the heter? Shaila number two is chana midaberes. She was davening. Shaila number three. What does it mean, Aliba? And I think Abayisai, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Ayisayit. Because the truth is, the Gemara says, you know what, Aliba? The Gemara is Medayik, well, I'm sorry, I meant I should have said it in the beginning, but the Gemara says in Brachis, Al Iske Liba. The Gemara already is Ma'ayra, the Lashon of the Aliba. What does it mean, Aliba? Says the Gemara, Al Iske Liba. Amra lefana of Rebbeinu Shloilam Kamash Barasa Beisha Lebarasa Davrech Levatala. Everything has its purpose. So Dadim Elu. These Dadim Shnasata Alibi. Got to have a purpose. Tainli Ben, give me a child. So you see already the Gemara Shtelzach of the Nusach of Al. She was talking Aliba, meaning the tefillah was about what was Aliba. I want to say Yisai. You know what tefillah is? It's a part of tefillah as meretzach up of verses of an heart. And I don't have any other way to explain it better than in Yiddish. In Yiddish, there was an expression, Eretzach up the hearts. What does that mean? You got to talk to somebody. What's hurting you? There's a part of tefillah, which means I turn to the Bein Hashem and say, Bein Hashem, I'm hurt. I'm talking to you. Haliba, what's on my heart? Midaberes. Midaberes. We're trying to understand the tefillah of Chana. It wasn't tefillah that she's davening necessarily, give me a child. We spoke about this a little bit last week. She was very hurt. Bavu harima. So she's midaberes. Ziretzach. She's talking aliba, what's on her heart. She's put, and then she continues, she tells this. And that's the pshat. Eli looks at her and he goes, Hirbasa, why are you davening so long? And Hilchas Tefillah, you don't daven so long. And she answers back, I'm hurt. In tefillah, you're not supposed to daven long. But I'm pouring out eshpech. I'm pouring out nafshi. And this is medaberes aliba. And this was her heter. You're right. Tefillah. Abis tudvei redich mit rabbeinu shleilo. So as much as I had to talk, I talk. As much had to come out, comes out. Zum Taten doesn't make a difference how much you talk. You see. And I want you to listen, Rabbi Yisrael. Two rayos and two stories. Mekairis for what I'm saying. The first thing is, like I said, v'eshpeches nafshi. There's another thing here too. If you look at the pasuk, she excuses her behavior. And she tells Eli, don't look at me, for lack of a better term, and for time, let's just say Aoizvar. Blial means an Aoizvarf. The reason why I speak like this is Meroiv Sichi. Umeroiv Kasi. What is she referring to? Which talk? Kimeroiv Sichi the Kasi di Barti Arhena. She's excusing which talk? It's machloikis. Rashi brings two pshat. The first pshat Rashi says is Meroiv Sichi di Barti Lefonecho Koishi. I said, Eli gives her mustard. She answers. See, today it wouldn't be such a big kasha. But there was a time and a place when a Gadol HaDor says, you listen, what you sit there, you bow your head, you say whatever you say, what's emphasis to Bechal? What are you answering, Bechal? So she's excusing. See, for emphasis, Meraiv, Sichi, Vekasi. But then there's a second pshat Rashi brings. It's a Targum. Urchaya b'tzilo yad kan, and she's explaining why she was urchaya. Rabbi said, I cooked the Rashi. Urchaya, why did I daven long? No, you emphasize the kashis because Rashi, that's where the Rashi. It says clearly, Ari maski akinkusi lagizusi urchiyas b'tziloi. The Hirbasa, why was it Hirbasa? Meroiv Sichi Vikasi. Tell me, what does the word Sichi mean? What's the translation of the word Sichi? Sichi, so Rashi tells us, Elbain. Sichi means Kitargumai. What does the Targum say? Elbain, I'm hurt. I'm embarrassed. She's being marich in the tefillah for us because meroiv sichi v'kasi. Who's she angry? What's that? Kasi? Who's she angry at?
What is the question?
I said, according to Rashi, she's saying what? The first shot, she's angry at Shmuel, so therefore she speaks this way. But in the tefillah, she's angry, and therefore she's angry. Miroyv Kasi? What do I mean? What the words mean? What does it mean? Miroyv Sichi the Kasi Vosmeitas? She's telling the Rabbeinu Shleilam, you know why I'm being marich like this? Because I'm angry. So, therefore, what? What does it mean? I don't know what the words mean. Therefore, what? What? So,
huh?
And therefore what? So what is he saying? And therefore I'm davening wrong because she made me angry. So what's she saying? What? You know what she's saying? You know what the word sichi means? We find siach by tefillah. Tefillah le'ani kiyatoif. L'ifnei Hashem. Yesh b'ich sicha.
Suach basodah.
It's a special type of a tefillah that by Isai, which means sicha. I talk to the Eibishter, what hurts me, what bothers me. Tefillah li'oni ki'yatef. The oni's tefillah is a different type of a tefillah. Lifnei Hashem yishpech, eshpech is nafshi. I'm hurt. And who can I turn to? I turn to you. Is it an explanation, a heter? No. But it is what it is. That's what I do. And that's what a child does to a parent. I want to tell you over a vault. I see the time. Give me one more minute. I've said a vault, and this year I found it in the Baal Shem. Hafla fella. Tefillah l'ani kiyatef. You know what the tefillah of the ani is? That it could be with the Hashem yishbech sicha that I could talk to you. The ani has nobody to turn to. Tefillah l'ani. You know what the tefillah of the ani is? With the Hashem yishbech sicha. She have to turn to the dam. It's hafla fella. I found the Baal Shem says this Yisoid. Marshal, he brings a marshal for a melech that he made an announcement, whoever wants could come to me and get what he needs. One day a year, I grant you anything you need. So everybody lined up and each guy asked, I need a house, I need a car, I need a this, I need a yens, I need a this, I need a that. There was one person that was very wise. You know what he asked to be granted? Maskell, he was wise. He asked that he should find favor in the eyes of the king, that he should be able to always come to speak to him when he needs. Hafla fella. He should go El Chadri Amelech Pnima Ledaber Imoy. Should constantly be able to come to the palace when he needs. And the melech says, you know what? Once he comes, treat him properly. Give him. He comes. He'll come three times, five times a day. Give him. Give him to eat, to drink. So the kluger mensch, he gained so much. He didn't get a one-time. You know the famous thing, three wishes, what's the third wish? They should have all the wishes, right? Tefillah l'ani kiyatech. L'ifnei Hashem yishpech sichai. He finishes off divrei pi chacham chayim. Somebody had to give up. I believe that that's one of the yesodos of the tefillah. L'ifnei Hashem, and I think that's why it's the haftarah of Rosh Hashanah when we talk to the melech. You know what we're asking from the melech? We're asking from the melech, l'fnei Hashem yishpech sichai. That's part of what we're asking from the Melech. That we should be able to come and ask for a child or for a, you're right. Have. You don't ask like this. I see the time, Rabbi. I just need to tell you two zachen. I wanted to go through the diyuk here, b'sulaspal lifnei Hashem. If you notice, every time it talks about what she davened, it was lifnei Hashem. But I want to tell you something. I said over something last week, and I know I left it without tying it up properly and giving you the proper mekayrus. I told you that my Zayd, and I heard this from my Zayd, I try to remember exactly the words the Zayd afflicted b'zavim. He said over as Reb Chatzkel Abramsky used to talk to the Eibishter and tell him, Tate Chatzkel is cold. Tate Chatzkel is hungry. That's how he used to talk to the Eibishter. I saw everybody was looking, where, what, whatever it is. They didn't hear the nusach. So I did my homework a little bit. And I want to tell you over, first of all, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, the Sefer on Reb Chatzkel, it's called Melech B'yoyfi Tichzenei Necha. That's the name of the book on Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. In page 208, he has something, a chapter called Plilus and Kainai. The way he expressed himself with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. In Sabir, and this is quotes from Reb Chatzkel, in Sabir, Reb Chatzkel would say, Zakafti eini klap yishmaya, I looked up to the heaven, to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, v'amarti, and I said, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Amnam haydata lana b'sayra secha. You taught us in your Torah where? Balpe, the Torah of the Gemara, in Ksubis, Lamed Amar Aleph, ki ha'koyel b'dei shamayim chutz mitzinim u'pachim. It's a Gemara. Everything is from shamayim, except for cold. Kar v'chayim, tzinim u'pachim, b'derech ikesh, the pasik. But you also gave us the reason why it's that way. Because there's a medrash. The medrash says, why is tzinim u'pachim? Because a person, Shayim and Nafshi, could watch himself, and he brings a medrash, Yasir Chad Kasav, it's in Saza, put on another coat, another jacket, and you won't be cold. So in your Torah, you wrote this. Harishayim Elu, but now in my situation, I'm in a very difficult situation, because these Rishayim, Lairach Sheinim Naisenli Begit Lilbash. They don't only give me an extra coat when I'm cold. But actually what? They take off the jacket and coat that I even have. They're forcing me to give back the jacket that I'm even wearing. Tziva Laila Poishti. Nimtza? It's something unbelievable how he talked to the Eibishter. Nimtza? Shechayvas Hashmira Alai Chayzera Seylecha. So now you have to... The reason why the Shmir is on me is because Sinam Apachim Ederech Ikesh. But in this situation, it's not that way. So the Chayv turns now to you, that you have to watch me. This is it. This is where it comes from. There's a way of a child talking. You need to protect me. I'm your child. You need to protect me. You told me to watch my jacket in school. The doctor screams to the kid, you're supposed to watch your jacket. But the teacher took away my jacket. So now you got to come step in. It's your responsibility. This is where it comes from. And I want to end with two more zachen from the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. This is probably where my Zayda got it. The son of the Chafetz Chaim wrote a book called Dugmas Midarki Avi. The Chofetz Chaim, especially when he got older, he says that the Bachrim would hear the way he would talk and they would try to listen. Who's he talking to? It sounds like this. Like Chanim Medaber Saliba. Is he Shikair? Who's he talking to? Where? There's nobody around. Who's he talking to? And the answer is, he says clearly, they would wake up and see the way he's talking to people. Like they thought maybe he's talking... That delta, but that's a tumult. No. Keitzad hu medaber lifnei Hashem yizbar b'idish. Kedaber isha reyayim. How time to talk to Eibish in Yiddish. Tata, as I have mentioned, that's as I'm frightened. I've been famatet, I've been hungry. Okay, this is where it comes from, Rav Esai, eh? He spoke in Yiddish. Medaberes Aliba. And I'll leave you with the following piece also from Dugmas Midarki Avi, the Chafetz Chaim. Hu Hoya Aimer, he would say, Kesha Adam Aimed Bitfilu Lifne Hashem Yizbarach Yivakish Mimenu. How do you ask from the Eibishta? Ki'iluhu Mivakish Mi'imai Yeiladite. You ask us, Eibet from Amama. That's how you talk to Eibishta. It's Chafetz Chaim, it's the same Mishtabura. He knows what's good for you. And he says that's the pshat in the pasuk. That's how you talk to Rabbi Yishlam. And the Rebbeinu Shalom has to listen. That's what a mother and a father does. It's not my words. It's the words of the Heilige Chafetz Chaim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.